This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, well, Biden had a really long press conference yesterday, blamed a lot of people and said things are great, but then blamed people even though things are great. So you go figure. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 and on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Brace yourself for $4 gas. The spring travel and the annual refinery maintenance and all this stuff is going to result in prices going above $4 a gallon from March. That's right. 855-839-1210 and on Twitter today at Rich Zeoli. Hope you're having a great morning so far. We'll give you the latest on the weather and what's going on in terms of the changeover to snow this morning and how it could affect your morning commute, if you're having a morning commute. There was a bit of fake news yesterday when Justice Sonia Sotomayor allegedly was very upset with Justice Neil Gorsuch because he wasn't wearing a mask. And several media sources ran with it. They reported on it. They talked about it, except it was a Fugazi story. Never happened. Justice Sonia Sotomayor saying it was fake news. But that didn't stop MSNBC and a bunch of others from slamming Justice Gorsuch as just an evil, evil, bad, 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 bad person. Let's begin this morning by saying hello to Dawn with her Jetsons references. Good morning, Dawn. How are you today?
Good morning. This is Yoli Show News Live, sponsored by Exergen. Accuracy matters. I'll explain the Jetson thing later. But might have something to do with me not wearing my or wearing my mask in the morning, not for safety, but because I don't have my makeup on yet.
That's right. So the mask is an effective cover-up.
It is. It's because I don't have my face on yet. So, you know, it's like the Jetsons.
Without the face, the face mask will do just fine.
So, yes, we have 41 degrees right now. So the temperature and the timing, that's the big question. So the full forecast in just a moment. Exergen accuracy matters. So Philadelphia police officers, what another night, right? SWAT team responding, the SWAT unit, I should say, responding to 3 separate barricade situations across the city just hours apart. Yes, so neighbors hearing police, you know, say, SWAT, police out here. So the officers were called to 3 separate of those barricade situations, one of them being a domestic dispute barricade situation. That happened early this morning in the Logan section of Philadelphia, and that all had started 1 o'clock in the morning and then went on for hours as those officers tried to figure the situation out. Apparently, a man was holding his own cousin inside and then live streaming the thing. So we'll talk about this as well today as we update what in the world was going on. We also have Philadelphia police investigating a murder investigation after they say a woman was brutally beaten to death with pipes inside an old city office building. So the woman apparently was an employee there and was beaten to death. So they arrested a man who was walking around with a bag full of these pipes. But a bizarre situation. We don't have the identity of the 31-year-old woman. We know she's from New Jersey. That's the victim. She was rushed to the hospital and later pronounced dead. So they have declared that obviously a homicide case. I think that one of the big stories, and we'll talk this morning about Philadelphia's health commissioner revamping some of the quarantine rules and masking rules, and there's some hope in there. But the big news today really is this forecast and this changeover that we'll be talking about. So we look right now, we have 100% chance rain right now. Maybe it's a soft rain in some areas, but we have 41 degrees in the city. Obviously, as you move out to the suburbs, particularly north and west, it's cooler. It's maybe 36 degrees. And that changeover is what we're watching very carefully. It appears that by 8 o'clock this morning, our entire region will be cold enough, cool enough, where this rain switches over to that snow. 100% chance of snow, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, dips down to maybe 95%. In the 10 o'clock hour, and then by noon starts to taper off. But we're looking at possibly 3 hours of snow. So the question is, when does the changeover happen in your area where you are? Highways so far clear, some slippery spots. We continue to watch it very carefully with that changeover. 1 to 3 inches of snow expected in the city. Exergen agrees with a just-released study by the FDA confirming non-contact thermometers are not accurate. Their labels, they say, contain false info. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen thermometers, backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more, exergen.com. This is the Zioli Show News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you. Yeah, so this changeover to snow, which is weird because it seems like it's just going to be rain, but then they say it's going to change over to snow. So there you go.
They claim.
Uh-huh. It's all they're talking about today. And now you were mentioning something about masks and changes or something, I think.
Yes. So this is Dr. Cheryl Bettegol, and she had come out. Initially, she held quite a long news conference. She loves to explain everything. I don't mind that. I actually like the details. But in essence, talking about the fact that they're lessening these quarantine rules, the testing rules, the masking rules, all of that. So this is good news as we see Omicron. She's acknowledging that Omicron is like a cold for kids and we want to keep kids in school. I was very encouraged by what she had to say. I thought we're going in the right direction here.
That's good. That's good. Excellent. Well, but going in the right direction is important. That's where we want to be, right?
Yes.
Right direction is better than wrong direction. So good. Good. Excellent.
You're always talking about hope. So she gave me great hope that they're recognizing, you know, these new quarantine guidances and so on, that it's a good thing.
Well, they got to keep the kids in school. That's the bottom line. They got to keep the kids in school. And, you know, it's not acceptable to have 95% of schools open, because that's still a lot of kids.
Yeah.
We got to have 100% of schools open, period. That's how it has to be, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, the gas prices are going to go up, they say, about $4 a gallon. This is where they're saying right now. Right now, the nationwide average is $3.314 a gallon. According to AAA, California has the highest priced gas at $4.65 a gallon. Texas has the lowest at $2.94 a gallon. Gas Buddy said that the prices were expected to rise. California cities could become above $5 a gallon. Look at that. And they say that prices could go up now about a 7% because of all the inflation and everything like this that we could be feeling with. And it might be happening very, very soon. So what I would say to you is go get one of those big, you know, start stockpiling gasoline right now. I think it's probably a good thing. Just keep gas containers all over your backyard. You know, this way, if there's a zombie apocalypse, you'll have gas.
You could blow up
your
zombies.
Car. So, you know, again, solutions you can use. Bury gasoline in your backyard.
No,
you know what I mean?
Do this.
Solutions you can use to help you. So the government of the United States of America has hoarded 750 million N95 masks while they were telling you to wear one. And now that Omicron is retreating, and it is retreating, thank God, or maybe not, thank God, who knows? Everyone gets them for free. I only say who knows because, you know, you never know. Maybe something worse is coming. So maybe Omicron's better if it doesn't retreat, but who knows? Either way, I have no way of knowing that. But what I do know is this. I do know that the government right now is now going to send out 400 million high-quality N95 masks to pharmacies and health centers around the country, and then the mask will be distributed for free to anyone who wants one. So the mask, and then they're going to send you tests. And it's mid-January now. It's actually almost the end of January. By the time everybody gets these things, it's going to be the end of January, probably beginning of February. And that's all well and good, except for we've already gone through the holidays. We've gone through the busy travel season. We've gone through all those things without the government releasing the masks from the stockpile and releasing out these free tests and everything else. So this is what I mean in terms of the absolute incompetence of how they've handled this. The Associated Press reports the move by the administration right now is meant to encourage Americans to replace cloth masks with alternatives that better defend against the Omicron variant. Now, I've been telling you, and I think you've been saying this, too, for a long time, the cloth masks do nothing. They're a joke. I mean, they always have been a joke, but they lectured people about mask wearing. And then as soon as masks became a religion, then it was, well, you have to have a mask no matter what, even if it's just a T-shirt around your face, because it was just about that. And the whole time people kept saying these masks, these cloth masks, these gaiters, all these things. They do nothing. They do nothing on kids. This is all virtue signaling. But everybody said, no, what do you want, people to die? And they ignored that. Well, now the government's finally admitting what we've known for a long time. The cloth masks are not helpful. They were not helpful against the other strains either, but they're acting like it's just Omicron, as if the cloth masks stopped the other strains, please. And now what they're saying as well is that all this stuff is happening now because Omicron is now in retreat, as David Leonhardt at the New York Times reported. So the question, of course, is wouldn't it have made more sense for the White House to order the distribution of these masks months ago when Omicron first arrived on U.S. soil and federal officials started pushing Americans to wear N95 masks instead of basic cloth face coverings? The answer to that would be, of course, it would have made more sense. But this is not an administration that follows common sense, obviously. This is the question, of course, about the mask stockpile, the national mask stockpile. As Reason.com puts it, Eric Beam, he has a couple of good questions. It says they have 750 million masks. So if this is how they're going to be distributed, rather than on the basis of need, what is the point of having a stockpile for emergencies? Markets are perfectly capable of handling the distribution of N95 masks, except if the government's sitting on a stash of them for 2 years now. Think about this now. For all this time, the government's been sitting on the stash of masks 2 years into a pandemic. And now they say, well, everybody needs one for free. Everybody needs one for free. Everybody could use one. Well, I mean, that just kind of seems to be a little bit silly. I mean, why hand them out now? Why give them out now that Omicron is retreating? Why give them out now when Omicron is clearly a much more mild variant? What is this about? Now, of course, I've asked the question. Maybe this is about something more than we know. You're not allowed to have those conversations, of course. America produced an estimated 1 billion high-quality masks last year. That's a good thing. We're no longer experiencing the shortages. We're no longer dependent on China. We can now make masks ourselves in this country, which is good, either for this pandemic, the next pandemic, or the pandemic after that. We want to make sure that we can make sure American manufacturing on these things, when we're dealing with things critical to our health, I don't want to be dependent on China. I don't think you want to be dependent on China. No. And then, of course, we also have now this whole notion of making sure that we're having masks so that people don't have to have the Fugazis, the N95 Fugazi masks, too. Political noted last week, Biden was talking about obtaining high-quality masks and saying it's not always affordable or convenient for some people, he says. So then the question, of course, is shouldn't his administration have come up with some sort of an idea then to distribute those instead of just sitting on a stockpile of them through the holiday season when people were out and about and when they knew Omicron was going to be out there and people were getting on planes and people were traveling and everything else? It just doesn't make a lot of sense. It doesn't make a lot of sense right now, now that we're looking at Omicron having crested, starting to recede in many parts of the country. Why now? Why now is the question. And I think the answer to this, and I think it's as cynical as you can get. I think the answer is because everybody was just looking around and going, you people are completely ineffective. And then they turned around and said, some aide probably in the White House had a bright idea, maybe in another agency, said, why don't we hand out free masks? Because people love getting free stuff, and that'll make everybody happy. And then, you know, Omicron numbers will go down because we're getting into the peak of this thing, and then spring will be here before you know it. And then everybody can thank us for it. They can all go, hey, thanks so much. So my guess is it's probably just simple as that. Someone, some aide somewhere had an idea. People love getting free stuff. They do. They love free things. They love free tests delivered to their house. They love masks delivered. They love free things. They love going to the pharmacies and getting things for free. Now, obviously, none of this is free. You're paying for all of this, of course. But then the government can turn around and go, see, we're doing something. We're doing anything. And you want us to do something. And then as the numbers naturally recede, through no help whatsoever from the government, then the government can turn around and go, see what we did? Look at us. See? Gave you masks. We gave you tests. And now the numbers are going down. And you and I both know the numbers would have gone down anyway. But then they're hoping that that will ride them into some sort of a crest going into the spring of maybe some resurgence in their polling numbers. I hate to tell you it's just that simple, but it is that simple. Sometimes in politics, the easiest explanation is just the easiest explanation. Because if this was based on science and public health, they would have done this back in October or November, or maybe November, December. If Thanksgiving was the weekend we all found out about Omicron, and they had this mass stockpile, they would have then started shipping them out back in December in advance of the holiday season. But they didn't. And the only reason why they're doing it now is just because it's just an idea to do something. And that's the bottom line right now. Let's face it. Joe Biden yesterday stood up there at the podium and got a lot of questions from the press asking him about just how bad things are with COVID and what his administration is doing about it. And he kept turning around saying the same thing. Look, we're in such a better place now. We're in such a better place now. Through him? Because of him? No, just because of the natural flow of, and evolution of this virus. It's just not anything to do with him. Because if it was something to do with him, everybody would have the tests that they need. Everybody would have the masks that they need. Everybody would have all those things already. But they don't. Maybe you'll get them soon. Maybe this week. Maybe next week. Maybe the week after that. We'll see. But by then, Omicron is going to be obviously in the rearview mirror. Hopefully. Knock on wood. 855-839-1210. That is the big story of the day today. It is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. I obviously have a lot more analysis for you of Biden's big two-hour press conference yesterday, where he even said, you know what? The thing about Ukraine is, as long as Russia doesn't do a major incursion, if it's a minor incursion into Ukraine, well, then that's one thing. DuckDuckGo doesn't care about what makes you, you. DuckDuckGo doesn't think that's any of their business. It shouldn't be the business of any tech company. So protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo is privacy simplified. Now, this time of year, with the weather being the way it is, you still want to get together with friends and family. Maybe you don't want to deal with going to restaurants and having to show vaccine cards and all the other nonsense. Maybe you just want to have some people over for a nice dinner party. Well, either way, Omaha Steaks makes it easy. Cooking, grilling with family, with friends, sending an amazing gift to those you love. Maybe a gift to somebody who sent you a gift and you never got around to sending them anything. Well, there you go. Omaha Steaks. If you're like me, then you know the holiday fatigue hits hard during this time of year. The weather makes you a little bit down. You want some good food to cheer you up. Omaha Steaks makes it easy just by putting my name, Zeoli, in the search bar, Z-E-O-L-I. The top of the webpage, you're going to get four of their lean pork chops and four of their extra juicy chicken breasts for free when you order the Heartland Favorites pack. Every order is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee and delivered safely to your doorstep. So start the new year right. Warm up your winter with 50% off lean tender steaks, hearty home-cooked favorites from Omaha Steaks. Plus, don't forget about the four free pork chops and four free chicken breasts free with your order when you use my name, Zeoli. And remember, all this is great food right from America's heartland, delivered nice and safe to your door. You can avoid the crowds and get delicious American food right to your doorstep. And if you're a new customer ordering for the first time, just enter Zeoli at checkout, get $30 off select packages, omahasteaks.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Rich Zeoli Show.
All righty, 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in. It is raining out with a changeover to snow, apparently, Dawn, I believe, and that's what they're saying right now. So there you go. I don't know. Maybe we'll get some snow. Maybe we'll have to shovel. That could be fun. Maybe we could have a little snowball fight. I tell you what, the snow is fun for a couple days, and then you get really tired of it. But
what are the totals?
We'll see what happens. What's that?
What are the totals they're saying are going to be? Like 3 to 5? Is that what I heard?
I don't know, but if you want to check and offer us that information, that would be huge.
Well, I thought I would ask our news person.
Feel free to Google away.
I thought I would ask our news person.
I think our news person's getting coffee at the moment. So.
Okay.
I don't know if it'll be shovelable. Shovelable, that's the term they use, shovelable.
I did hear that when it's supposed to freeze over later this afternoon, so when conveniently we're off the air at 10 o'clock this morning is the time we should start shoveling. So.
Shovelable snow.
Yeah.
Shovel away.
Otherwise, it's going to freeze over and it's going to be a pain.
Well, that's always fun when that happens. Good times right there. Good times.
Great times.
What about this weekend, though? I know they were talking about something this weekend, but maybe this weekend's not going to happen now. I don't know. Maybe. I hope Parks will happen tonight.
Parks will happen tonight.
All right. That's a bummer.
Wait, what?
Nah, I'm just kidding. No, when it snows, I like to just, throw on movies, hunker down. You know what I mean?
Not shovel.
Just let it all melt eventually.
This is the day I should start Yellowstone.
You should. I'm on season 4 now. It's amazing.
You know what? I'm actually going to make a note. I'm going to do that.
You should. Start Yellowstone. Why not? What else you got? What else do you have to do with yourself today, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Might as well start Yellowstone. What time is this all going to get out of here is the question. That's what I want to know.
By noon, according to Dawn's 6 a.m. newscast, it was by noon it should turn back over to rain.
Okay. So then you don't have to shovel. It'll all just wash away.
Exactly.
See that?
Exactly.
Just trying to save you some time. If it turns back over to rain, just let it all just melt away. There you go.
Well, here's the question for you, Rich Zeoli.
Sure.
Do you, knowing that it will probably melt, will you then not shovel? You know what I mean?
Why would I shovel if nature? Why would I shovel if it's going to all wash away?
Well,
for what purpose? Exercise?
Not knowing if it'll wash away. And by the way, it could rain could get on top of it and it could freeze then.
It could.
You know what I mean? Making it harder for you and your family to get out of the driveway.
It could.
Saying.
It could happen. Could happen. Yeah. A lot of things could happen. I'll roll the dice that it just washes away.
Gotcha. Okay.
Boom. Yeah. There you go. I'll roll the dice. Dawn, how many inches are we going to get today? Do you know?
3.
3 inches. That's nothing.
That's nothing. That's washable.
There is a supermarket coming soon to New Jersey and might be in our area as well that will have no checkout. No checkout. You use a smartphone app to scan a code. You enter the store. You do your shopping as you would. You pick the items off the shelf. When you're done, you literally just leave the store. There's no checkout to go through. There's no exit gate. You just walk out. That's something? You just walk right out.
It's weird.
You just walk out. ShopRite is going to be one of the stores that's going to be pioneering this. Hmm. And what the technology is right now, Wakefern Food Corp, which owns one of the ShopRite owners, what they're going to do is basically now with the app, everything that you put in your cart is going to get scanned into the app. You just walk out. Checkout free shopping. No, none of that annoying where they tell you, is it in the bag or not? You know, they yell at you, the automatic checkout lanes, because everything's based on weight, right? So if it doesn't, that's how they do it right now, the technology. You scan it. You have to put it where the bag is so that they can weigh it, make sure that that's what it is. And if not, they yell at you, put the item in the bagging area, please. And then you got to get somebody to come over and override that, right?
Well, this is the excuse of the people out in California. They thought that it was checkoutless shopping.
That's it. They just walked right out with it. Oh, you mean I had to pay for this? I thought I just had an app and it was just going to automatically go to my phone. My bad. Yeah, that would be a good excuse, right? I mean, not that you need one. Not that you need one.
Exactly.
I mean, if anything, they have to apologize to you for interfering with your shoplifting experience. So that's coming to you. I mean, what's interesting, of course, now is this technology is happening at a time when a lot of these stores don't have enough people working for them. So it's now a time for them to push forward with technology. However, the union doesn't love it. Automation at supermarkets means fewer jobs for workers, said Harvey Weil. He's president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1262. The local represents about 19,000 ShopRite employees. Says there are many things going on now in terms of automation and technology in the food industry. It's absolutely frightening, he said. If they continue on this road to automation, that is really disturbing to me. It's taking away the opportunity that allows people to make a living. And he's not wrong, because a lot of these stores, I mean, this is a, it's a good job for people. The problem, of course, is that for a lot of stores right now, they just don't have enough people to work. And so they're looking at more and more technology and more automation. If you had to choose between person or the self-checkout lane or just walking out the store with just not even having to worry about any of that stuff, probably people would just choose that option. How you avoid people shoplifting and stealing in that circumstance, I have no idea. But they say, because they say you don't even have a thing to go through. It's not even like you have to like show anything to anybody. So how you pull that off, I have no idea.
You still have to bag, though, right? You still have to bag all the groceries. So like there's still going to be...
Not necessarily. If you have your own bags, you just put in your own bags. Walk out the store. A lot of they're getting rid of bags, too.
Oh, well, wow.
Bring in your bags, load up your stuff, you scan your app, and then you just walk out. You just walk out the store. Look at that. Beautiful technology right there. What could possibly go wrong? 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in. We know that there is a energy crisis happening right now, and it's only going to get worse as Biden plays his little games with Ukraine and natural gas prices and Europe and the market and all of this. So how you heat your home is going to get even more expensive. Whether you use oil, whether you use natural gas, whether you use electricity, you know as well as I do, these prices are not going down. So what do you do? Well, it's very easy what you do. You reach out to USA Insulation. Think about it, right? Modern homes today have state-of-the-art insulation. Otherwise, they can't get built. USA Insulation brings your home up to the modern standards without you having to get a whole new home. Because they come to your home and inject foam insulation into your walls. It's like wrapping a giant winter coat around your entire home and bundling it up. And then when they insulate your attic, it's like putting on a winter hat. I've heard home inspectors say they can tell a home has been insulated by USA Insulation. As soon as they walk in the door, they can feel the difference. That's what they do for a living. Now, you've made improvements to your home over the years, but don't forget comfort. It's hard to enjoy anything when your house is cold. USA Insulation fixes cold homes and helps you cut down on those big energy costs. So give them a call today. You're going to get $500 off whole home insulation. So stop freezing and start saving today by calling 1-800-USA-FOAM. 1-800-USA-FOAM or usainsulation.net. Remember, you don't have to worry about being subjective to all the different changes in the energy market. You can do something to help stabilize it for your home and get a more comfortable home in the process. That's the beauty of USA Insulation. So give them a call today. Stop freezing. 1-800-USA-FOAM, 1-800-USA-FOAM, or usainsulation.net.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you, Rich Zeoli. Weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, it's Thursday. We are almost to Friday, which is great news. 855-839-1210. Some stores are going to be going completely cashierless. No checkout whatsoever. Checkoutless stores. Jim is in Wilmington. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Rich. The ShopRite that I use, which is down here in Delaware across from the Concord Mall, they are already cashierless. There's no cash registers. You scan your items. There's no weighing. And if you don't have your own bag, you at the end, you punch in how many bags you have, and they charge you 10 cents a bag.
Now, is that store one of those, is it like a pilot store to figure out how this is all going to work?
Well, the store has been here for many, many years, but it seems like it's like the generation before what you're talking about with using a smartphone.
Right. Okay. And do you like it? Is it convenient?
Yeah, it is. They have like they had the self checkout before, but they didn't have like the long conveyors, and they would have one person sort of overseeing that area. Now they have two people. They didn't get rid of the small one, but that it doesn't weigh. They disabled the weighing, and you can go through that, or if you have a big long thing, you put all your stuff up on the conveyor, and you put it into your bags. It is definitely convenient. I wonder how much they're losing in theft.
Yeah, I wonder too. But I mean, it sounds like a very convenient, you're kind of in and out experience. But do you feel bad for the people that used to work there?
Yes, I do. And whenever you have a shortage of workers, and then they're going to look for automation. When there's workers are available, those jobs aren't coming back.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. Jim, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. Have a great day.
Take care.
You got it. 855-839-1210. And careful of the weather coming. That's definitely the thing. In this economy right now, we still have millions of people out of the workforce, and a lot of places are feeling it. Restaurants, bars, grocery stores. I mean, everybody's turning to automation. Robots delivering food and more kiosks and more all. And then this is only going to speed all this up, too. I mean, this is the thing about the more that people stay out of the workforce, the more that the jobs are going to eventually dry up because the companies and they're going to have no choice but to turn around and start figuring out ways they can get around it. And then when they do that, they're going to spend money investing in that. Then they're not going to have any money left to pay people to do those jobs. And so it's going to wind up becoming one of those situations where you're going to turn around and realize before you know it, automation is everywhere and it's affecting everything if it's not already. 855-839-1210. So yesterday was Biden's big press conference. And one of the things that occurred to me yesterday was that we are really looking at a situation right now with Ukraine that could be very, very scary with Russia and Vladimir Putin possibly invading Ukraine. And Biden made this comment yesterday, which they had to really try to clean up afterward. When they talked about it, he said, you know what? He said, it better not be a major incursion into Ukraine. A major incursion? Everybody turned around and went, what? Huh? What? Like a minor incursion's okay? I mean, MSNBC, CNN, even CNN called for a cleanup over this. A CNN panel after Biden's press conference yesterday said the State Department is doing cleanup as we speak. Immediately after Biden's comments on Russia, immediately afterward, Jake Tapper and the pundits and the whole little show said that what you're going to see is that Russia will be held accountable. This is what Biden said. If it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and we end up having to fight about what to do and what not to do, meaning we being NATO members. Biden said, answering a question during the Wednesday briefing, a minor incursion. Now, this is the thing. I mean, immediately when he said that, everybody said, wait a second. Is that a symbol? Is that like a signal to Vladimir Putin? Hey, Vlad, listen, as long as it's not a major incursion, go ahead, knock yourself out. I mean, what's going on here? There's a lot to clean up, CNN host John King said in response to Jake Tapper's question. The president of the United States essentially said, if Russia takes a bite of the cookie in Ukraine, NATO will probably be divided. We'll have a hard time with what to do. He tried to clean it up later in the press conference, but not with any clarity. It's true. I mean, I think if Putin was watching that, Putin started to think to himself, all right, well, I don't have to do a major incursion. I can do a minor incursion. NATO's going to be conflicted. The other thing, too, is that Biden tried to say to everybody, well, listen, if Vladimir Putin goes into Ukraine, there's going to be some severe economic consequences, and they won't be able to use our money, for example. And that's not something that, for example, Germany subscribes to. Germany doesn't want to get in the middle of all this. They told Russia, you can keep using our banks. No problem there. Emily Horn tweeting out, POTUS clarified this. He was referring to the difference between military and non-military / paramilitary / cyber action by the Russians. Such actions would be met by a reciprocal response in coordination with allies and partners. Uh-huh. I don't know if people agree with that. I don't know if people feel like the president did clarify that or not, but that was the major controversy that came out of yesterday. I mean, it was when he said it to everybody stopped what they were doing and said, wait a minute, did he just say it depends on what kind of an incursion it is? Like certain things would be okay? Certain kind of incursions would be okay. Just not a full-scale invasion. Just not a full-scale tanks and horses and planes and all the other stuff. Just do, like minor things. So we'll see what comes out of that today. I can tell you, though, no doubt, everybody turned around and said, oh, this is not good. This is not good. Because the minute you express any sort of sentiment to Vladimir Putin, like you can do something, Vladimir Putin's going to take that accordingly. Because he's no fool. 855-839-1210. Eileen is in Ridley Park. Eileen, you are also seeing those stores without the people, huh?
Well, my ex-husband was at Drexel 20-some plus years ago, and they were talking about cashierless stores. And one of the thoughts they had was embedding RFID chips into the packaging so that you would be able to just walk through a gateway and everything would be charged to your credit card.
That seems to make sense. That seems to make sense. It sounds like it would come with a cost, though. Would it raise the cost of the goods?
It wouldn't weigh the cost of the goods, but it would automatically read everything that was in your cart.
No, I don't mean weigh it. I'm sorry. Would it raise the cost of the goods, like raise the price?
I don't know if it would raise the cost of the goods, but, you know, it was one of the ways that they were thinking outside the box. And this was 20-some years, like 20-plus years ago.
Yeah.
They were already thinking about eliminating cashiers.
Well, you got the scanner. I mean, all those things are right on the packages already, right? So you just it scans. I mean, that's what you do when you do the self-checkout line. Just scan it.
Yeah, but this
UPC
was like
code, whatever
already
it is,
eliminating
right?
the UP. This was already eliminating UPC codes,
right?
So they were already thinking way ahead of this.
Interesting. And then if somebody stole it, you'd be able to go to their house and go lock them up. Even though that would never happen. All right, thank you, Eileen. I appreciate it. Dave says on Twitter, Rich, Sam's Club uses the app like that now. You scan it and pay with the app, and then someone at the door scans the app on your phone, and three of the items at the door. Yeah, this one would not even have any. This model from ShopRite that they're talking about doing wouldn't even have anybody at the door. You just walk right out.
What do they do with? What do they do with like coupons? Like for people who cut coupons?
I don't know.
Okay.
Do you cut coupons?
No, but there's a lot of people that do.
It's gonna. You know how you have to put it in the slot. It's like put it in the slot, and then you have beep beep, and it has a few minutes to put it in, or seconds to put it in there, or it's on.
No,
the
but
app.
There's no slot though. There's no nothing.
That's what I mean.
It just goes right into your cart.
It's gonna be on the app, like Target.
Yeah, that's what it probably will be. It'll probably be all the coupons will have to be on the app, and then the app will talk to the coupon.
Yep.
And then the coupon will talk to the app, and then they'll take the money off the thing right there.
Yeah.
And this is the way they track you.
There you go.
What you buy.
Well, that's what they do.
Who are you going to yell at when, you know, the bag of grapes costs $2.99, but on the shelf it says $2.96, and you want your 2 cents back?
Greg Stocker is that guy.
There'll always be somebody walking around with a vest on helping. Yes, Bill?
Yeah. Or do you yell at the robot that's a giant, the robot at all giants now that walks around?
I have not seen this robot.
No, it's a Stalker robot.
Yeah.
Actual robot?
Yeah.
Yep. Has googly eyes and everything.
Really?
Yeah. Go to your local Giant next time.
No kidding. I don't understand. Like, what do you mean? Like, it's a robot.
It's a robot.
Like a Terminator?
Yeah, I forget his name. Yeah, basically, but it just has googly eyes instead of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What's up with the googly eyes? I don't even know what that means. I mean, what is it? What is it? Is it big? Is it tall?
It's tall. It just rolls around beeping and scanning the floors for spills.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it will also sense a quote-unquote human, and stop and let you pass.
Really?
Like, look at you.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because they put eyes on it, so it looks like it's, as Dawn said, it looks like it's looking at you and noticing you to let you pass.
Interesting.
Its name is Marty.
Marty, that's it.
If you picture, you know, in Sesame Street.
By the way, if I had a robot, I would definitely name him Marty.
Marty.
Absolutely.
I would.
No
if
doubt.
You picture Cookie Monster and, you know, because your kids probably watch Sesame Street, the eyes are like kind of like Cookie Monster.
Oh. That's what Bill means by googly eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. And then does he come over and, like, if you try to steal, does he beat you?
Yes.
No. Yeah, that's totally what I mean, if I had a robot, that's what my robot would
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He would come over and go, did you take that? And you'd go, yes. And you'd go, psh, you know what I mean? Slap it right out of your hand.
Rich, I just sent you a picture of it.
Okay.
If you want to see it.
Of the googly-eyed, weird robot?
I mean, Bill's description of it is right. It does have googly eyes.
I'm not crazy. I know what I'd do.
Oh, you know what those eyes are like? When my kids do projects and they make, that's what it looks like.
Yes.
They make little felt things, or they make popsicle people, and they put the little eyes of the sticky eyes on them.
Yep.
And the pupils go all around. That's what it looks like.
Well put.
That's what it looks like.
So that thing just goes around and cleans up spills and stuff?
It
doesn't just do that.
It doesn't clean up the spills. It just tells the employees that there's a spill in aisle 7, and then the employee has to walk over and either realize that it's just a malfunctioning and it's not really a spill, it's just being a broken robot, or it's an actual spill.
Does it sing Happy Birthday, Pauly? That's what I want to know.
Great.
My robot would do. Ann is in Lansdowne. Ann, good morning. Have you seen this robot?
Oh, Rich, it's the creepiest thing, but my father, God rest his soul, would talk to it. He'd come home all frustrated and say, you know, that thing that's walking around the store, I asked it where I could find, you know, Brillo pads or whatever, and it didn't answer me. It just rolled on by. And I tried to explain to him modern technology, but we both agreed it was just creepy. So
it won't help you find things? What is the point of this thing?
It really just apparently goes up and down the aisles and takes inventory.
Oh.
But it's got, like, googly eyes on the top of it. It looks like Rosie the robot from the Jetsons.
Wow. That's the second Jetsons reference of the day today. All right. Well, I think it'd be more helpful if you go up to him and be like, hey, where can I get fava beans?
We did try.
And he just ignores you? He just looks at you? And
it does. It's the rudest damn thing. It just rolls right on by. Mm-hmm.
That seems very rude to me. He doesn't even have arms, so can't even help you, you know?
Nope.
All right, Ann. Well, thank you for that. I mean,
have
this
a great
is,
day.
You too. I mean, this is the future's here. What can I say? 855-839-1210. What?
No, I just it's so weird.
No,
it's
it
so
is.
Weird.
It's weird. It is.
Yeah.
It's a weird looking thing. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't put arms on it so at least could tackle the shoplifter.
Yeah.
You know, throw that a can at a shoplifter. I mean, if somebody walks in and tries to rob the place, I would think the robot could at least like whip a can of black beans at his head or something, right?
Yeah.
Why black beans? Why
well,
not?
I mean,
kidney beans.
Sure, kidney beans. The kidney beans at his head. I mean, something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in today. If you've had any experiences with these creepy robots, automation is here to stay, and the workforce is not helping with the transition. That's for sure. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Weekend number two of the playoffs. Begins this weekend, this Saturday, and each win means that much more in the NFL playoffs. That's why FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds for the divisional playoffs. Bet $5 to win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. Cincinnati, Tennessee, San Francisco, Green Bay, LA, Tampa Bay, Buffalo, Kansas City. Just pick a team, any game, plunk down $5, and you can win $150. Just sign up right now for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. There's no better place to bet on the NFL playoffs than on America's number one sportsbook. If you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account, FanDuel's hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. Don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet when you use promo code Greg when signing up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, use promo code Greg, and pick your divisional playoff team before kickoff. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT, 21 and over, President PA. New users only $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, now I think I've heard it all with this creepy robot and with the automation that's happening across our country right now. In the 7 o'clock hour, I'll give you more of what Biden said yesterday at his press conference. And I'll tell you a little bit more, too, about where things stand with the filibuster, which was killed officially again last night by Senators Manchin and Sinema. Democrats, they're not learning. They can't learn. They refuse to learn. But the reality of the situation is that these two senators represent two swing states, and the swing states don't want to see the filibuster destroyed. But Samantha is calling. She is in Malvern. Samantha, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks.
So what would you like to offer to the conversation regarding the creepy robot?
Well, you guys covered a lot of it. When it first came out, you know, my husband and I were in the store, and it ran by us, and we're like, what is that? We asked the store clerk, and they're like, oh, all it does is roll around and check for spills, and then we clean it up. So, you know, your callers and your internet research obviously was clear on that. But once Marty started wearing a mask, I had it.
Wait.
So they put this big, giant mask on Marty. Somebody sewed it and made it. It was disgusting.
Marty's wearing a mask?
Marty's wearing a mask.
Marty's wearing a mask. Does Marty have, is it an N95 mask?
Oh, no. It's just, you know, the plain cloth, single layer. So not doing much for Marty.
Well, that doesn't seem to help Marty at all. Has Marty gotten COVID? Do we know? Has it jumped to robots yet?
You know, I haven't seen Marty the last couple times I was at the store, so maybe he's quarantined.
He might be isolating. You're right, Samantha. It's a very good point. Thank you. I appreciate the update on that.
All right, no problem. Have a great day.
You too. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. What's that?
So stupid.
That is dumb. I mean, really dumb. Marty's got to be out for 5 days because he had close COVID contact with another robot.
Well, yeah.
So,
right.
You know, got to spend a little time away. Oh, man. Yes. All right. Several people are complaining about the app not working, Blennial. I don't know if that's true or not. But
I have it up right now. It's working fine.
It is working. Like, all right.
It seems to be something whenever we go to break is what I think. And it's not just us. I checked on the other stations as well. I think whenever we go to break, that's causing some issues, so I've already notified our people.
But, oh, really? It's an Odyssey-wide thing again?
Seems so. But at least they're hearing us when we're actually on the air. That's good.
By the way, when our app works, it is amazing. It really is. But when it doesn't, it's a pain in the butt.
Well.
Just like everything.
Just like Marty. When Marty works. But when he doesn't work, it's a pain in the butt. I am stuffy. I don't know what's going on today. I got all kinds of stuffiness issues. Yeah. I am congested. Dawn, do you have any of the good Breaking Bad Sudafed?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I might need some of that because I'm all stuffed up. I should probably take a COVID test before I go to the Parks Casino tonight just to be on the safe side.
No, I think it's probably allergies because the weather is, the wacky weather.
Yeah, it was 50
weather.
Degrees yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday 50, and then today a different front moving in, so.
Well, you know what? You know what it is? I forgot to refill my humidifier last night.
Oh.
I got to sleep with one of those like I'm a baby. Or I need, like, I'm literally like a baby. I need a sleep machine, a
Me
sound
too.
Machine.
Me too.
I need a humidifier. I need earplugs, an eye mask. I mean, all the things required for me to sleep.
You have a mouth guard?
I have a mouth guard. I have melatonin. I need all these things. So, I mean, the next thing is just flat out, you know, fentanyl. I mean, I don't know what else I can.
No, it's, you know. Worked well for Michael Jackson.
It did. Well, that was propofol, and I've used that, and propofol is fantastic. Yeah. It's just getting so hard to get with the supply chain and whatnot, you know. But anyway, I think it's just the humidity. This time of year stinks with the freaking, everything gets so dry with all that forced hot air in the house. The worst. Why, in Florida, they don't have these problems, you know.
True.
I'm just saying. I'm just pointing it out. They don't have these problems.
I heard the other day in Tampa, it was like 65, right, when they were playing the Bucks were playing the Eagles.
That was
65.
That's rare.
Yeah. What that's like hell. That's living in hell right there.
I'm
a 65 degree Sunday afternoon in January.
Saying it's not 85 degrees every day.
Doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be. That's a beautiful thing.
That was also Tampa. I mean, Fort Myers, Naples was 80.
There you go. Tampa's kind of low rent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a low rent part of the southwest part of Florida.
Yeah.
All right. A lot more to discuss in the 7 o'clock hour. More of Biden's press conference yesterday. Republican reaction. The filibuster is dead and long let it die. But will it ever actually die? The filibuster, I should say, the death of the filibuster. Will the death of the filibuster ever actually fully, really ever die? No, because Democrats are going to keep trying to kill it and bring it back and kill it again. The reality is right now that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are the last best hope we have to keep what has been a fundamental, important point of the United States Senate for hundreds of years. Don't go away.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.